Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the
Rise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Vine Ministries. Great to be with you today. I have with me on the air live from Australia, Daniel Seckham. Good morning, Daniel. How are you, sir? Yeah, this is amazing. I was sharing with our audience the other day that our listeners and friends that you had introduced me to this StreamYard. So we're streaming directly to the Omega Radio page, which is absolutely phenomenal. And we want to encourage anybody out there during the broadcast, if you have any questions or comments, the comment bar is open. And if you want to just say hello and let us know that we're broadcasting well through this mechanism, do so. But now on to some really important things. Again, welcome everybody on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to everybody on the Omega Radio Network. We're broadcasting live on omegaradio.org, as well as blogtalkradio.com. And if you'd like to call into the broadcast today, the number to call is 818-369-0326. And then, of course, on Facebook, we are broadcasting the video. So, Daniel, what is going on today? We were talking about a little dream yesterday that I had, and you shared a little bit about it. Maybe there's some revolutionary tones going on in the country. What do you think? Yeah, Daniel, it's interesting as you're talking, I'm thinking, you know, how does the church really engage in this battle? Men are imperfect. Let's be honest about it. It means the truth. Everybody knows that men are just simply imperfect. You're not going to find a perfect man on the earth yet. We know that God is going to bring some sons to glorification. We get that from the biblical side of things. But right now, we have a president that has been less than perfect in his life. There's no doubt about it. And yet the church is really, are we at risk? As an ecclesia, as a church, are we at risk by getting behind a president and putting our spiritual energy and life and resources into making him or voting him back into office? Or is this something from your perspective that the church of necessity must actually do with all the power that would be afforded? Okay, well, it's an excellent take, and it's something that we need to hear again and again and again. I'm getting some phone calls. I want to make sure that we're broadcasting live. I apologize, but we have this new technology. If those of you that are listening on the Blog Talk Radio, if you could give us a quick shout, maybe somebody out there on the 818-369-0326, if you're listening, press 1 on the dial pad. We want to make sure that we're coming through loud and clear. Daniel, they said you were a little low. I've got on the other side of that, Clarence, our dear friend over in the UK, his son was, and this I find very interesting, you know how things work, Daniel. His son was just brought into the ministry. You talk about, you know, we're not voting in a pastor. Well, he was literally just brought into a ministry in the UK. And last night I was sharing with you about a dream of Donald Trump. And, you know, this dream about Donald Trump was very interesting. He had one of the big, security, those hats, those big furry hats, and then the strap that comes under the chin. And there he was. He had it on. It comes down to the eyes. And he issued forth a command. And the command was very authoritative. And then talking to him, you know, having that Great Britain, thing going on in the dream, I had access to him, and I asked him, is this about revolution? You know, what's going on here? And everything was very quiet, but I do want to address what's going on in Blog Talk Radio right now. And I'm going to just open the line right now and ask a dear friend here, Ken Wagner. Pastor Ken is on the air right now. I'm going to ask him if we're coming through loud and clear on his end. Hello, Pastor Ken. How are you this morning? Hello, PK. Are you there? I'm not getting anything going on there as well. So I'm noticing on Blog Talk Radio, since we're using this platform for Facebook, Daniel, that we're not getting things simplified. We had a ton of people on the phone lines, and they've gone off the telephone lines. So I'm not sure what's happening, but it happened yesterday as well while we were using this mechanism. So is there an interference, you would think, or what do you think?
Those phone calls as audio the program. With the vacation, I won't see greatly the amount of money on it.
Okay, and I know some people don't use the Facebook, but for anybody that maybe could comment on the Facebook page about what's going on in Blog Talk Radio, we'd appreciate it. Apologize for the technical difficulties. We're working that out as well. But Daniel, let's continue on. Some kind of information where the Australian government was just invited to assist in some particular issue with what's going on with President Trump right now. Can you speak into that? Okay, just that was the nothing burger. Okay. All right. So we're doing the best we can right now on the Blog Talk Radio side. So we have a bunch of nothing burgers. It's October 2nd. We are 11 days away from the Feast of Tabernacles. We're in the days of introspection, examination of our faith. And see, everything seems to be quiet in one sense on the front, but in another sense, there's an eerie silence. The movements in the Middle East with Islam, are you sensing from your perspective, because your ministry is dealing with Israel, Islam in the last days, are you sensing some movement that that card could be played again, or there's some movement coming out of there with the Iranian issue?
So we're seeing incredible things happen in Europe, incredible things happen in the Middle East, America. But it's really seen the devil having one final push, right? I think, we were talking a few weeks ago about the scriptures in Daniel 12, where it talks about the power of the holy people. What is the back to God? That is taking a stand and standing in the gap of the money. Well, it's the righteous people. The people who are, any godly man can carry out the world and the righteous that are preventing the socialist revolution. But the godly, the pressure is always righteous. What that meant for example is the climate change. There were climate change projects. It's all broken up. That rigorous.
Amen. Okay, Daniel, excuse me, what I'm getting right now, you are being listened to, you are being heard. They're saying that your voice is a little bit soft. I'm going to take this call from 479-936 and see if we can get some information. Good morning. Are you there? 479-936, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear us now? All right.
So I can hear you.
Go ahead.
I can hear you. Hold on, I'm trying to change it. I wanted to change it from speaker. I can hear you on the phone now. It just wasn't working before. It's Kevin.
Oh, hey, Kevin. Good morning, and thank you for checking in. Daniel, someone said he was soft and gargled. Is that correct?
That's me, yes.
Okay. Is he still being, he's still distorted?
Yes. I've got three different ways going.
Go ahead, Daniel. Try that again.
Yeah, I can barely hear him through the headset of the phone.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's going through. Yeah, I'll just be honest with you. We do apologize, but the Blog Talk Radio studio is just not responding like it normally does. So something with this streaming service is interfering with them, and I'm not sure how to fix that at the moment.
I'll let you go see. So have somebody else call in.
All right, Kevin. Take care. Thank you, brother. So, Daniel, what I think I'll do is maybe just, well, we can't do that, I don't think. Maybe we should just shut down Blog Talk right now so we can get focused on what we're doing. And I'm not sure if we're on the Facebook page, if you're coming through loud and clear or not. That would be a really good test as well. So should we take that chance? What do you think, Daniel? All right, let's keep going then. I've got a frog stuck in my throat this morning for some reason. So Richie's saying the Omega Radio show sounds great. So on Omega Radio, we're coming through loud and clear. And so let's keep on going then. We're trying to get on track here this morning, and I do apologize. And this is part of the testing of how things are working on this. So Daniel, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just kind of turn this over to you because your time is precious. You're going to be flying out here in about 9 days. You're coming to the Feast of Tabernacles. You're going to have a download, I know, by the Holy Spirit. So what are the things important to you right now that you'd like to share with our listeners? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't even get me started on that, but go ahead.
So that's really extraordinary. In fact, there's a lot of knowledge. It's not even checked out whether it's really just beginning. For example, there's a document that's actually hitting out the plane over the head at the moment. If you actually want to televise the document so you can actually tell the story to Israeli people, he gives his prayers, loves to give him. He really doesn't need prayers, just don't like his prayers. I mean, it's extraordinary. who are really pivotal in freedom in the West are the ones who are really under the pump at the moment. So, for example, Benjamin Netanyahu is in a very difficult position with his friend because it's not guaranteed that he will be prime minister. So we need to fight him. Donald Trump is under an enormous amount of massive onslaught at the moment. So he needs all our prayer at the moment that we can fight Donald Trump. And also, too, another point of interest is Boris Johnson in the UK. The media are absolutely slamming him. Lampooning him as basically another combat is Trump. But he's doing a lot of good things in the UK, so we need to keep him in prayer as well. He's really trying to push a Brexit by the 1st of October in the 15th, a hard Brexit. So we need to pray that the British people get out of the European Union. So, there's a lot going on, and the remaining leaders who are trying to take a stand for freedom are being done blocking on every side. Already, the Italian President Salvini has been ousted, and now the leftists are now gaining control again, and now they're basically turning back to increasing the migrants, unemployed again. So the migrants are going to come swarming back into Italy once again. So Salvini is in a very difficult position. So it just seems like all the Western leaders all around the world are under a lot of pressure, including the Australian Prime Minister. Although I would not say that he's under any way near as much pressure as Trump or Boris. But the left are really hammering him in regard to his so-called climate inaction. Major concern, and there are many farms and ranches that are actually approaching the tipping point where they seem to have to close up their farms. That's how bad the drought is here in Australia. So Scott Morrison has been doing all of that, is trying to do about the farmers. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going around the world. I just sense there's something sense of urgency. On the part of the enemy. If the enemy is pushing, like, the enemy is literally going hell for leather. Excuse me. But they are really going, full on. They are trying to apply as much pressure as they possibly can to remove Trump and to, and of course, the Conservatives. Brexit are holding on to the left as well to stop Brexit. And of course, in Israel, the left are trying to get better.
All right. Very challenging indeed, no doubt. And getting back to the church, you know, the responsibility of the church, whether it's here in the United States or Australia or the UK or wherever, there are churches all over the planet, and these churches are to represent the heart and the mind of God. And, you know, we believe that God is involved in these things that are going on in the world today. So how would the church actually rally at this point? You know, to do what kind of work could the church actually do? I know praying, intercession is the key to everything. I know that that's the fuel that empowers the engine. So we need to pray and fast. I believe that. And some people will take that very seriously. I think that's how President Trump became the president the first time, because of a praying church. But there's been a lot of thrusting. It's like for 3 years, all the left has done is just continually casting doubt and shadows and all of these things. And they brought this to a place now where a false flag event of some kind that you spoke about earlier could actually become a reality in our country. So what does the church do to combat that kind of an issue, Daniel?
Well, none of the churches are doing much. church has got to rise up. The church really needs to have the vision of just where they're at this particular moment. Because if they let them get away with what they want to do, it will mean unprecedented suffering, not just for the church, but for everyone. I mean, if they get their socialist revolution, it will mean suffering like you would never believe. Here's the other thing too. If countries declare a climate emergency and basically hand their sovereignty over to the United Nations and begin to scale back on emissions and close down coal plants and to curb and livestock and all that kind of stuff, it's going to be absolutely chaos. It really will. And it will mean mass starvation for the world if they get away from that. It actually reminds me of that scripture in Revelation where it talks about it's one of the horses of the apocalypse. And it said, basically talks about famine, massive famine coming upon the earth.
Mm-hmm, the black horse.
I believe that the famine across the only way that a famine could actually impact the entire earth is if this climate emergency goes ahead. If they actually succeed declaring the climate emergency and shutting down the beef industry and shutting down the livestock industry and shutting down the coal industry and shutting down the energy, we're going to be in a real dark place. And it will basically usher in a famine that will be far worse than what the Ukraine has gone through. It will just billions to die. And so we need to make sure that we push it up as hard as we possibly can against this insidious agenda.
Well, absolutely. And I believe that platforms like these are being used instrumentally to wake up God's people to prepare them, because the things that you're talking about, you know, at one time, a long time ago, we used to talk about things and people kind of poo-pooed the idea that any of that was true. And yet now things that were spoken years ago, we're living in them now. And there's more that is to be said. And a few weeks ago, we talked about logs being put on the fire. We've seen a lot of kindling, but it's time for the big logs now. And I think we're going to see some of those massive logs, even as close as we approach the Feast of Tabernacles. There's the potential for a big log event, if you will, is on the horizon, and it could be anywhere. And we need to wake people up, Daniel. That's why we're doing what we're doing. We're not trying to be anything on radio. We're not trying to, you know, get out there and, you know, with mugs like these, it's not going to work anyways. But we need to tell people the truth that, you know, we have a moment in time to do something right now. And I'll tell you what I feel in my spirit. I feel that the desperation that has been sent forth in the atmosphere has basically spoken a theme of the inevitability that the left is going to come to power. Donald Trump is going to be ousted. 2020 belongs to the Democrats. And so everybody, you know, is feeding off of this spirit and how much energy has been drained in the last several years. Because I would say the church was intrinsic in getting the president elected, but then we went right back to our cozy way of life. Would you say that's kind of accurate? All right, Daniel, looks like you're frozen on the screen here. I don't know if our brother Daniel is back yet. He is. Let me get him back on the screen and find out what happened. We lost Daniel. All right, so this has just been real challenging today, and that's okay. We're going to continue to press forward. We're kind of stumbling around today, but that's part of this whole thing, I guess. And, you know, we were fine on radio, but we're encouraged to launch out and to use the mechanism of Facebook. It's funny, trying to get these things worked out together. Hopefully what's happening since we've been on Facebook is we have met hundreds of different people in Pakistan, in Africa. And I want to just say to everybody out there listening today, once again, we do apologize for the difficulties, but we want to encourage you to really, you know, make that stand in your life to really be the very best that God can give you to be. Don't sink into any kind of religious coziness. You know, whatever you have been promoted as or to be, whatever God has raised you up to be, right now it's time to really unshackle yourself from anything that would hinder or bind your spiritual journey with Jesus and to be effective upon this earth. I believe we're living in a time where, you know, each and every one of us has a part to play in this whole end time drama. And we are having front row seats into end times, and we should not neglect the days that we are living in. So again, I'm going to wait for Daniel to come back on the broadcast. I think I've got him right here. Let's see if I could add Daniel to the stream. There you are. Daniel, can you hear me now? All right. Welcome back, sir. I don't know. We lost you, but go ahead. Press on. Okay. Empty hamburgers. You know, go ahead. Amazing.
So, gosh, that man is a troublemaker. I mean, not only is he funding the climate strikes all over the world, George Soros actually funded the organization that's behind the whistleblower document. So, George Soros is actively involved. So that's
All right. So for those of you that are tuned into the broadcast right now, you were on the air with Daniel Seckham. He's calling in from Australia. It's nearing 1 a.m. in the morning out in Australia, and we are on a new platform called StreamYard, and we're streaming to the Omega Radio Net page, Omega Radio page. We're also broadcasting live right now on omegaradio.org for just an audio. And Daniel has been raised up, quite frankly, in the last 2 years, and has been sent to this nation with a message. His first time coming to the United States of America was back during the Feast of Tabernacles 2 years ago. And Daniel, we're so glad you're going to be coming back again. And what changes have you seen in the last 2 years as you've been launched? You've been speaking in conferences all over this country now. What changes have you seen? Do you see a mild change in attitude, in conduct? What are you witnessing? Still, yeah. That helps.
World up to a global governance.
So this is not a conspiracy. This is actually an agenda that's actually laid out in the notes. That's the difference between an agenda and a conspiracy. Conspiracy is something that's done behind the scenes in secret, whereas an agenda is actually played out in the open. So this is definitely an agenda by Mother Nature. We should not surprise us because they really do get the bill. They really do get the bill of the description of the Bible prophecy, which are a global world.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about one world government or you talk about these end time conspiracies or agendas. You know, a lot of people have heard it for so long, they may have a tendency to say, well, we've heard that. Daniel, we're growing up right now in a world that most people are already ensnared in. I mean, if we want to be real honest, you know, your name, my name, the names of billions of people on this earth are being stored in computers. We have people in India a year ago or less that were taken out of poverty and brought up online on the internet. There is a snare all over this earth and people are getting caught into it. And the mind of the church, again, and I apologize for bringing it up, but the mind of the church is, why not use everything available to us for our great success and to do what we want to do without considering the possibility that they are being drawn into a trap? They don't believe that because they believe that the pre-trib rapture, the secret pre-trib rapture, is going to, you know, whisk them away before the door shuts. And that's kind of a dangerous place to be, isn't it, right now?
Of Open Doors USA came out and said that one of the areas where the church is severely lacking is the fact that they don't have a theology of suffering. They don't have a theology of persecution. They don't understand it. They can't get their head around the idea that they could possibly be a Christian.
Amazing. And the well, amen to that. And there are scriptures everywhere that back up that statement. We have a friend that just wrote in on the commentary that he thinks that the Bible says a great deception will happen in the last days. And I concur that there is great deception right now. And, you know, the thing is, if you're going to pray that you're not led into deception, that you are walking in the truth of the Spirit, which means walking in a conduct that is worthy of the Lord, right? And making sure we understand all these things that are going on, because there is so much going on. And I believe that God is positioning his people all over the world right now, Daniel, to be able to shout out his message. And we cannot be ashamed, or we cannot hold back. We can't try to, you know, make a reputation for ourselves by telling people what they want to hear. It's important that people do know how close we are to these end time events that are written in Scripture being fulfilled in our lifetime.
Brainwashed from the propaganda that's going on in the world at the moment. I mean, I've
Yeah, we're down to just a few minutes, and great conversation. When you talk about propaganda, you're talking about mind control. In my opinion, it's a social conditioning of the mind. And what I see mind control doing, or propaganda doing, to the nations is basically stripping away their defense against deception. And what's happening, even in the church, is that, you know, you start out well, and all of a sudden you begin to, you know, hear this thing that you have to be socially acceptable within your society, and if you want to fit in. And the church has gone so far in a direction to try to fit into the world, you know, the worldly ways. And they've been little by little stripped away of their Jesus love, their love for Jesus, their stand for Jesus. And what they don't perceive is this continual eating away, or this erosion of their strength and their passion and their stand for Christ, sets them up for the day when the real persecution face to face comes. And before you know it, it's like raising up your child in homeschooling for 10 years. And you release them to university, in 6 months, they're gone. They've been swept away, right, Daniel? I mean, it's the real deal. We've got 3 minutes left. Go ahead and finalize your thoughts.
I thought about a lot about the whole rainbow plan, how that says people ride away that rainbow plan. Essentially, what they are saying is that we are in the day of Noah. The days of Noah. It's a rainbow. Really, it is representative of the fact that Thomas destroyed the world again by blood. Because of weakness. Funny how they wave and play in regard to that play. One thing too, the climate alarmists are saying that if we don't do something about climate change, the world is going to burn.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with men's hearts, right? Yeah, it's always, you know, and I've said this, Daniel, the real climate control or problem that they are making up, the earth is groaning and travailing. I mean, it's vomiting out the inhabitants thereof. The earth, you know, God says, you destroy the earth and I'm going to destroy you. It's a living organism, and we have put it to shame. So we've got 60 seconds. I'm going to get ready to run. I'm going to Kerm Radio today. And for our listeners out there, Kerm Radio can be heard on KURM.net, Kerm.net. And I'm going to be interviewing Pastor Joe Sweet. He's from the Lancaster Conference Center in California. So I'm looking forward to doing that. But Daniel, as always, it's a pleasure to have you with us. And we're doing something a little different. We're getting out of the boat. We're extending our 10 pegs. And thanks for, we got a comment from a brother here, Bruce, saying interesting about the rainbow. So what you brought up about that needs to be heard even more so. 30 seconds. Go ahead, sir. Amen. When it comes to a head. Daniel Seckham, thank you for joining me. God bless you, and thanks for everybody tuning in today. We'll see you tomorrow right here on The Watchman. I'm Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Shalom and God bless. And we're going to say goodbye. Daniel, thank you once again for joining us on the air. And so here we go. Goodbye on Blog Talk Radio. Good.